But we then, of course, cut that hog up. Generally, we just throw the whole hog in the hack or whatever we had or whatever we was traveling in, or, and hanging them in the cooler. We hung the whole hog in the cooler lots of times after we got coolers and let him chill out good before we opened him up. But most meat in those days, now you hear about meat being aged now. Aged, that's about all you hear. But back in those days, we knew about how much we were going to sell, and we killed accordingly, and that meat moved. It didn't have time to age. Generally, the meat that you killed, you generally moved that meat in from 24 to 36 hours.
In the early 30s, you were selling steak,
well, now,
about
I was kind of getting ahead of it there. I know that I was talking of bringing those cattle from Marvel. We brought those cattle, brought those down in there and hauled them out, and that was 1928. And things were mighty good. Cattle was bringing eight cents a pound. Of course, in the cattle business that way, you accumulate and get on hand generally a bunch of yearlings and so forth that you don't run through, and lots of times you leave them in the country, and then you can pick them up later on. In other words, I lost very few that way. I remember one time of buying a load of cattle, and the fellow wouldn't sell me the load unless I'd buy a calf, and I bought the calf from him. And I asked him, I said, how much you gonna want for that calf? He said, I got to have $2 for him. I said, well, I don't want the calf. He said, well, I won't sell you the other cattle. I said, well, I'll just buy the whole thing, huh? And bought the calf, and we put them in the truck. Well, went on up the road, stopped up there to pick up a cow that I'd bought, and the little old calf got out. And I told the fellows with me, the one that was helping me, I said, just let that calf go. It's about dark. I didn't want to fool that calf. I said, just let it go. And so we loaded this cow and come on in. Well, in the following year, which was long in the fall, a latter part of the fall, he come in, he picked up cattle around for me quite a bit then, and he come in and he says, you know, that's a nice heifer out yonder now. That I said, what heifer you talking about? He said, the one that the calf got out over at that place over there near Bamford. Said, you remember when we was loading that cow when that calf got away? And I said, yeah, I do. He said, well, that heifer, says she is really growed. Says she's right there in the, says she still comes up to that house. Well, there was plenty of grass and it was open range and nobody was bothered. And so then we went over there. Well, we were passing there one day and I told him, that is, told him, I said, where did you say that heifer was? He said, out here. Well, we went out there and the cattle had come up and that heifer was really pretty, weighed about between 450 and 500 pounds, and it been right there with that fellow's cattle. He hadn't fed it a thing. He's just run on the open range. And that's getting back to the open range now, something I was going to tell you about the open range. You know, back in days gone by, these people living back in the country and in the mountains and all, well, they had goats and they had sheep and they had hogs and they had cattle. And they, what I thought, farmed and made a living. Well, the thing went along, and you know, they passed the stock law. And after they passed the stock law, as we call it, was you had to keep your cattle up, keep them in a fence. You couldn't let them run on open range. And so they passed that stock law, and the people had to do away with the cattle, they had to do with the hogs, and do away with the sheep and the goats and so forth in the country. First thing you knew, they were up against it. They didn't have